we want to ensure that Americans have a safe and secure food supply. That's the number one purpose. And secondly, also to disprove the belief that farm workers are taking away American jobs. That just is not true. And thirdly, we want to, for everybody to know and understand, without immigrant farm workers that have unauthorized status in this country, the agricultural industry as we know it today would collapse. There would no longer be fruits and vegetables produced here in America on our tables as a result of not having immigrant farm workers here.
And the website, basically, I guess for lack of a better term, it dares people to kind of put their money where their mouth is. You always hear them saying, you know, the immigrants are taking all of our jobs. I guess this kind of dares people to come out and do the work.
Exactly. We invite anybody, especially we're inviting politicians who have the responsibility to do something to resolve this issue and pass legislation that's been introduced, bipartisan legislation, that also we've worked jointly with the agricultural industry called Ag Jobs, that they should be doing what they should were sent to Washington to do. That's to pass laws that will benefit American voters and American consumers. And we're calling on them to come out and do those jobs if they think it's easy, if they think that the ag industry, that we can have a safe food supply without immigrant farmers today.
Realistically, how many immigrants do you think are working in the agricultural field right now?
You know, the reality is, based on federal studies that have been done and many other studies that have taken and looked at that issue, that at least 50% and more of farm worker immigrants today are undocumented. The entire population of farm workers today is primarily immigrant. It's 95% plus. So there's no doubt in our minds that without their hard labor, their sacrifice, the men and women that are working out there every day, we would not have fresh fruits and vegetables available to us as we do today at affordable prices.
If somebody hears about this website and decides to take you up on your offer, what can they expect? What's the program, I guess?
Well, first of all, they go to our website, takeourjobs.org, and then we will get in touch with them immediately once they provide us with their background information and know where they're looking for a job at. We will assist them in searching for what jobs are available and ensure that we're not taking away anybody's job that's currently working there right now, but look for the opportunities there and then place them, and they need to call in and go on with that particular employer or sign on with the agency to make it happen. So we're looking for them to just advise us, to let us know they're interested. We'll take it over from there and move it forward.
Realistically, do you expect anybody to take you up on this offer?
Well, we're hoping they do, because of the fact that we want them to really understand that we have a professional farm labor force that's out there that are very dedicated and committed to ensuring that American consumers have a safe and secure food supply that's at affordable prices. And so we're hoping that others come out to witness that, to be a part of that, to see that, and will go back to their colleagues and say, it's true. And we need to pass ag jobs, we need to pass legislation to ensure that they have legal status in this country so that, again, all American consumers will benefit from having good, sound fruits and vegetables at their tables.